श्री गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः।
भगवद्गीता यः पश्यति स
पश्यति। हेलो लिसनर्स, दिस इज रवि रंगनाथन वेलकमिंग यू टू द 74th एपिसोड ऑफ भगवद्गीता यः पश्यति स पश्यति। Chapter 16 ended with Bhagavan giving the advice, anyone who is neglecting the ordinances of Shastras, the scriptures, and acts under the impulse of desire, that person attains not perfection, nor happiness, nor the supreme goal. Therefore, let the Shastras be your authority in determining what ought to be done and what not to be done. Having known what is said in the scriptures, you should act here. Thus, Bhagavan asked Arjuna to put faith in Sanatana Dharma Shastras and act accordingly. But is not in chapter 1 Arjuna also was arguing for that? Now, a doubt rises in Arjuna's mind. In society, people are performing fire rituals with faith. But his guru on the battlefield is telling him not to worry about that faith and put faith on something else, and he is teaching me about the three gunas. So, Arjuna starts this chapter with a question about faith. O Krishna, what is the condition of those who perform sacrifices with faith but do not follow the do's and don'ts of the scriptures? As long as we have faith, what difference does it make? And is not faith towards God always sattvic? Is it not good faith? But Bhagavan throws a wrench at it and says no. He explains that all types of faiths are not one and the same, and faith also falls under the influence of the three gunas of Prakriti as Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. Appropriately, the chapter is titled as Shraddha Trayabhaga Yoga, the chapter on the glories of the threefold faith. Bhagavan first talks about faith in a broad perspective. A person's behavior reflects his or her faith because faith of each one is in accordance with their nature. Think about it. Not having a clear understanding about the nature of faith itself is the cause of many religious wars and killings in this world. Religious faith usually goes with worship, food offerings, austerity, and charity. They are the important aspects of any religion. Yet, all these also fall under the influence of the three gunas. After finishing the topic on faith in general, Bhagavan gives guidance on what is sattva, rajas and tamas in some of our daily activities like worship, food, sacrifice, austerity and charity. Recall, in chapter 2, Bhagavan advised us to stay in sattva and then rise above it. Traigunya vishaya vedaha nistraigunya bhavarjunam nirdvanda nitya sattvastaha niryogakshema atmavan. The Vedas deal with the three gunas. O Arjuna, free yourself from the pairs of opposites and ever remain in the sattva. Freed from all thoughts of acquisition and preservation, be established in the self. You be above these three gunas. In chapter 2, he explained what we should do at a high level, and here he is giving more details about it. The teaching in the current chapter is a guidance to help us understand and discard in life what is rajas and tamas, and hang on only to sattva. The current chapter can also be seen as an extension of chapter 14, where Bhagavan dealt with the definition and the effect of the three gunas of the Prakriti. This discussion on gunas will continue till the 39th verse of the next and final chapter 18, where three types of tyagam, abandonment, dhriti, fortitude, sukham, happiness, jnanam, knowledge, karma, action, karta, doer are all discussed under the umbrella of the three gunas. Understanding the effect of the three gunas and putting into practice to rise above all of them is to realize the supreme truth, Paramatma. Bhagavan ends this chapter explaining what the phrase Om Tat Sat means and what each of the three words Om and Tat and Sat mean, and also how we have to apply these in our life. For ease of understanding, I am dividing this chapter into 7 segments. Segment 1 is where Arjuna asks a question about those who perform sacrifices with faith. Segment 2, covering verses 2 through 6, has Bhagavan's response. He gives an intro to the three types of faith and also declares which type of austerity is not okay. Segment 3, covering verses 7 through 10, explains that in addition to faith, anna, food, is also of three types. In segment 4, covering verses 11 through 13, the three types of yajnas, sacrifices, are explained. Segment 5, covering verses 14 through 19, cover tapas. Austerities can be performed at body, speech, and mind level. At each of these three levels, the austerities can be sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. Segment 6, covering verses 20 through 22, explains the three types of dana, charities. Segment 7, covering verses 23 through 28, is the concluding portion. The triple designation of Om, Tat, Sat, and when the words Om, Tat, and Sat are used, and what is the connection of charity and austerities to Sat and Asat are explained. Let us get into the details of the verses. Arjuna starts the chapter. Ye Shastra Vidim Udrijya Yajante Shaddha Yanvitaham Tesham Nishtatuka Krishna Swatamaho Rajastamaham. Yavar Shastra Vidigale Udikki Vaitu Velvi Purivar Sraddayaha அவர் நிலை உண்மையில் என்ன கிருஷ்ணா? சத்வமா ரஜசா தமசா? ஓ கிருஷ்ணா, தோஸ் ஹூ செட் அசைட் தி ஆர்டினன்சஸ் ஆஃப் த ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் அண்ட் பர்ஃபார்ம் சாக்ரிஃபைஸ் வித் ஃபெய்த், வாட் இஸ் தர் கண்டிஷன்? இஸ் இட் சத்வா, ரஜஸ் ஆர் தமஸ்? நோட்டீஸ், அர்ஜுனா இஸ் யூசிங் த சேம் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஏ சாஸ்திர விதி உத்ருஜ தட் பகவான் யூஸ்ட் அட் த எண்ட் ஆஃப் த ப்ரீவியஸ் சாப்டர். Those who set aside the ordinances of the scriptures do so because, having studied, rejected them as unacceptable, or being lazy and not paying attention to the details, or did not study at all due to an unknown language or other reasons. In essence, being ignorant about the Vedas, or follow the traditions faithfully, thinking that the family traditions follow all the injunctions, and in that process, unknowingly rejecting what is said in the Shastras. If parents themselves have not studied or they are busy with their own work, then the chances of their child studying and knowing the scriptures goes down. They just follow the traditions of the family. There is faith in the actions performed by parents, grandparents, and ancestors. Knowingly or unknowingly, we have some faith behind all these actions, and the force of life does not allow us to dig deeper to find what is said as do's and don'ts in the scriptures. In this case, we can say that we have abandoned the scriptural ordinances. This is the setup that was prevalent during Arjuna's time also, and Arjuna did not want to disturb that setup by killing all his enemies in the battlefield. Further, there is so much fake information, fake videos to confuse us in our times. It is possible that many generations ago, someone in the family studied and understood Vedas and knew what they were doing. But as Bhagavan said in chapter 4, due to the passage of time, things got diluted and family started performing rituals without studying Vedas and understanding the mantras, and more importantly, not focusing on the underlying philosophy behind all those actions. But they did. Yajante Shaddayan Vitaha, performed sacrifices endowed with faith. Though they are not spending time studying to learn about what is said, they performed yajnas with good faith. They got the faith, 1. From their vasanas, this is their inherent nature. 2. From their family traditions, training from a young age, this is nurturing at a young age. 3. From association with friends, gurus, society, etc. This is nurturing even after becoming an adult. Great gurus like Sri Adi Shankara, Sri Ramanujacharya, Sri Madhavacharya all have deep faith in Vedas. Yet they came up with different interpretations of the same verses. Gunas came into play. So, even if you study, your understanding may be different from someone else. Within the scriptures itself, there are mantras which are seemingly contradictory. In chapter 10 and 13, we saw Bhagavan describing Brahman in contrasting words. There are many arguments about which way to understand them. Between Shruti and Smriti, Shruti takes precedence. Within Shruti, the one which is more logical is to be taken. So, it is not easy to decode the injunctions of the Vedas by all, but having faith is easy. Here, Arjuna's question is not about those who reject Vedas and do not follow at all. His question is about those who have faith in Vedas, faith in the mantras, faith in their parents, guru, God, and family tradition. People may not have complete knowledge, but they have sincerity and faith. Arjuna asks, are these people and their activities sattvic or rajasic or tamasic? Do you call such people and their actions good, bad, or ugly? Arjuna must be thinking that faith is after all faith, and if such actions based on faith are sattvic, then my arguments in chapter 1 about not wanting to destroy such an institution will become valid, and I would have won the arguments against the war. But Bhagavan is not going to fall for that trap. As usual, instead of answering Arjuna's questions directly, Bhagavan starts his response saying, all faiths are not the same. Segment 2, verses 2 through 6. Trivida bhavati shadda dehinam sa swabhavajam satviki rajasi chaiva tamasi cheti tam shrunu. மூவிதமாக ஸ்ரத்தை உள்ளது உடல் கொண்டவர் சுபாவத்தில் சாத்வீகம் ராஜசம் மேலும் தாமசம் என அதை கேள். Threefold is the faith of the embodied, which is inherent in their nature. The sattvic, pure, rajasic, passionate, and tamasic, dark. Thus you hear of it. Arjuna's question was a direct question on faith related to religious activities. Bhagavan is giving an answer with a much wider scope. Please note that faith need not be only in terms of religious faith to a god. It can be any faith in the material world also. Closest translation for Shraddha is faith. In usage, it is more than just faith. In addition to faith, there are the other elements of sincerity, surrender, willingness, dedication, interest, enthusiasm, etc. All these are built into that word Shraddha. Bhagavan talked about Shraddha in chapter 4, if you recall. Shraddhavan labate jnanam tatpara sam yatendriyaham jnanam ladva param shantim achirenadi gacchati. The person who has faith, keeping that as supreme, who has subdued the senses, obtains this knowledge. Having obtained knowledge, that person attains supreme peace. So, it is important that the faith should not remain as faith. It should help to obtain knowledge and convert that knowledge into experience. That experience is the supreme peace. Shraddha is a faith that needs to be converted into experience. It is the faith, the trust, the belief that the scriptures, the Upanishads and gurus are not telling a lie about my own true nature. Shraddha is only for things that are not perceivable by our sense organs. Example, life beyond this world. Shraddha is not a superstitious faith. Scientific theories are nothing but faith that looks for data to substantiate. If it ever remains as a faith, as a theory, then there is no benefit. In the same way, the spiritual way must convert the faith into experience. Shraddha is faith that is seeking and not just remaining as a belief. Shraddha should make you a seeker of your own true nature. Rishis and gurus have given various data points to support this faith and theory. Faith is a firm conviction in something for which there is no proof using our sense perceptions. It is not related only to religious activities. Other than faith in God, there can be faith in one's own intelligence, strength, smartness, etc. One can even have faith in the lack of these. Swabhavaja is the faith that is inherent in our nature. It is the faith that is inherent in the nature of humans and not based on the study and understanding of the scriptures. Everyone have some inherent faith or other. The humans are born with a particular type of Shraddha, faith. The karma of our past carries itself as our Swabhava, the inherent faith, expressed as our likes and dislikes. 1-year-old baby very strongly expresses its likes and dislikes for various things. It is there in their mind. It is the quality of the mind. We are born with it. Of course, through knowledge, this can be improved and or modified. The inborn internal faith is one's conviction, not just for religion. It can be for anything. Bhagavan, if it is inherent in our nature, does everyone have the same faith? Trivida bhavati shraddha dehinam. Threefold is faith of the embodied. Those who have a body have some faith or other. Such a faith falls into three categories. The entire universe is an expression of Prakriti, which has the three gunas inbuilt into it. Starting from the five elements of nature to body, mind, ego at the individual level are expressions of the three gunas. Whatever be the source of the faith, it is of three types. There is sattvic faith, rajasic faith, and tamasic faith. What is the effect of that inherent faith? Bhagavan continues. Sattva nurupa sarvasya shraddha bhavati bharatam shraddha mayoyam purushaha yo yachraddha sa evasaha. இயற்கைக்கு ஏற்ப எல்லோருடைய ஸ்ரத்தை இருக்கிறது பாரத. ஸ்ரத்தை மயமானவர் இந்த மனிதர் எவர் ஸ்ரத்தை எதுவோ அவர் உண்மையில் அதுவே. ஓ பாரத, த ஃபைத் ஆஃப் ஈச் இஸ் இன் அக்கார்டன்ஸ் வித் ஹிஸ் ஆர் ஹர் நேச்சர். த பர்சன் இஸ் மேட் அப் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் ஆர் ஹர் ஃபைத். ஆஸ் எ பர்சன்ஸ் ஃபைத் இஸ், ஸோ இஸ் தட் பர்சன். ஒய் டு வி லைக் சர்டன் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபுட்? எ ஸ்பெசிஃபிக் கலர், a particular type of environment, one type of music over other. Who taught us that we should like only certain things and not others? Why are some minds at peace all the time and some are agitated? Of course, there are some likes and dislikes we develop as we grow old. Even for the new likes and dislikes, we have a seed inherent in us. Our acquired intellect may say a particular thing is right or wrong, but our inherent nature is checking whether it is likable or not, whether it is convenient or not, whether it is profitable or not, whether it is useful or not. Intellect says there is global warming, but our liking is for convenience, for a huge gas hustler. Our mind says it is easier to order online rather than physically go and buy from a local shop and benefit the local community with a sales tax dollar. Later we cry that all money is getting accumulated in a few hands who do not pay a single dollar as tax. Expressive faith happens depending on the past impressions we have in our mind. This is rooted in intrinsic faith. We have certain faith dear to our heart because it is in our inherent deep-rooted nature. Faith occurs as one's nature or according to the perceptions of the mind or according to the mental characteristics. Faith takes the quality of the state of mind. Faith is also strengthened by the surroundings. From a secular point of view also, we are driven by our faiths to achieve things in life. This results in our personality. We may not say it loud every time we perform our actions. Without faith, one cannot do bungee jump. An astronaut taking off in a rocket has faith that he or she will return to Earth. Without this faith, commercial space tourism cannot take off. A scientist works in a lab with a faith that he or she will find a cure for the disease. Another one thinks he or she can find data to support their theory. Young children have complete faith in their parents. In the morning, I sit in the car and turn the engine on with faith that it will start and I can be in time to my office. Bad guys in movies show that this faith can be used to kill people. But this faith of all humans is not the same. For the same condition, different people have different qualities of faith. That variation is coming from within us. The faith of an individual is according to the inherent internal purity of that person. This purity is controlled by the three gunas of Prakriti. Thus, the faith is declared to be sattvic or rajasic or tamasic. No being is exempted from this. A person's nature of faith can be understood from their actions. A sattvic faith makes one go beyond one's own faith and accept other faiths. A tamasic faith, swimming in delusion, believes in forcing its faith on others. A rajasic faith falls in between these two and converts that faith into actions. In a religious context, what do different faith-oriented people worship? Yajante sattvika devan, yaksha rakshamsi rajasah, pretan bhutakanam shanye, yajante tamasajanah. Vazhibaduvar sattvigar devarkalai, யக்ஷர் ராட்சசர்களை ராஜசர், பிரேத பூதகணங்கள் மற்றும் மற்றவரை வழிபடுவர் தாமச மக்கள். The Sattvic worship the gods, the Rajasic the Yakshas and the Rakshasas. Others, Tamasic people, worship the ghosts and the hosts of Bhutas or the nature spirits. There are many non-human races mentioned in Sanatana Dharma, Itikasa and Puranas. Devas, Yakshas, Asuras, Gandharvas, Apsaras are some of them. Abrahamic religions have angels and demons. The Devatas are the role models for the Sattvic people. The Sattvic people have respect and reverence for the Devatas and worship them. Bhagavan pointed out this in the beginning of chapter 3, where Prajapati asked beings and Devas to mutually help each other for the good of all. Deva is one who illumines, is the source of light, a demigod or divinity. Devas here represent good values, good qualities. From a broad perspective, it includes all gods from Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva to those who are in Indra's heavenly abode, including Surya the sun, Chandra the moon, Vayu the air, Agni the fire, Yama the death. In addition to the celestial gods, anyone who shines light in our life and who helps us shine in our lives, like parents, gurus, teachers, are all devatas. Sattvic people respect all of them and take their guidance and help. In chapter 10, Bhagavan said, among the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am Kubera. Kubera is a Yaksha and is the god of wealth. Yakshas are benevolent nature spirits who are the guardians of the treasures, the wealth hidden in the earth. They are mentioned in Sanatana Dharma, Jain and Buddhist texts. They have short, dwarf-like bodies. They have the power to disappear at will. There is the famous and intellectually stimulating conversation between Yudhishthira and an invisible Yaksha during the Pandava stay in the forest. On the other hand, the Rakshasas have giant bodies and are very strong. They have physical power. Rakshasas are those who disturb the serenity and peace of others for their own selfish tendencies. They are illusionists, shape changers. They are notorious for disturbing the sacrifices of good people and have cannibalistic tendencies. They take away what is others. We see many of them in Ramayana and Mahabharata. Rajasic people who are immersed in the pursuit of world of objects, wanting wealth, worship and seek the help of these Yakshas and Rakshasas. Examples from Puranas are Ravana, Tadaka, Kumbhakarna, Bakasura, Kadotkacha, to name a few. Consumers are modern day Yakshas. They have the money to spend and Rajasic business owners seek them. Rakshasas are not the Asuras mentioned in Puranas. Asuras are those who are opposed to Suras, the Devas. Asuras are always engaged in fighting to dethrone Indra and other Devas in heaven. Unlike Rakshasas, Asuras rob other stuff but do not kill them. Pretam is a dead body and represents physical inactivity, lack of knowledge and lack of energy principle. Those who do not fall into the above two categories and worship Bhudaganas, the ghosts, and Pisachas, the host of spirits, have tamasic faith. Bhutaganas and pisachas are usually unsatisfied souls of dead persons. They are said to dwell in cremation grounds and are active at night. They are without a physical body and are caught in between two lives and torment others. The tamasic people, with their inherent nature of ignorance and darkness, seek such dark powers. For example, terrorists and suicide bombers. They are ignorant about truth and think in terms of death. They are not in tune with the positive values of the society. But they also have faith in what they do, and their faith is tamasic. It is the lowest level of spiritual evolution. In short, sattvic people are rooted in the cosmic world and worship the celestials for the goodwill of all. Rajasic people are rooted in this material world and worship yakshas and rakshasas for their own growth. Tamasic people are rooted in darkness and ignorance and worship ghosts and spirits for the destruction of others. Arjuna asked about people who perform sacrifices with faith. Usually, religious people follow some form of austerities and perform sacrifices due to their faith. In the next two verses, Bhagavan touches upon the austerity part. While using a very strong tone condemning the extreme austerities people undertake, he also shows a tinge of sarcasm. Ashastra vigitam goram tapyante ye tapo janah dampahankara samyuktah kamarah balanvitah. Sastra vidikullada bayangara tavam makkal ever anushtippar kabadam அகங்காரம் கொண்டு காம வெறிப்பற்று பலத்தால் தூண்டப்படுபவர். Those who practice severe austerities not enjoined by the scriptures, full of hypocrisy and egoism, impelled by the strength of desire and attachment. In the previous chapter, we saw Bhagavan using the word dambha, meaning hypocrisy, extensively to describe demonic values and demoniac people. Hypocrisy is the state of pretending to have beliefs, opinions, virtues, feelings, qualities, or standards that one does not actually have. If you want examples, look no further than the current US Congress. They are propelled by strong desire and attachment, and hypocrisy is a tool to fulfill their desires. To gain what they are attached to, they are willing to do anything. Without such a desire and attachment, they will lack energy to pursue what they believe in. There are some who think, I am my own boss and I will not listen even to civic authorities. I do what I feel like doing. My faith is the right faith. Follow my way or take the highway. I have freedom of speech, and with that I will deny your freedom of speech. With such attitudes, they perform actions disregarding the injunctions of the society. They have a strong ego built on desire and attachment. Some lawyers twist and turn the laws and constitution of the country for their own benefit. Of course, they indeed put in a lot of effort, and they have single-pointedness in such activities because they are rajasic. One example is how in the US, Roe v. Wade was overturned in the Supreme Court. The believers pursued for many decades and created an environment to get what they wanted. Their power is the strength of their desire and attachment to a specific cause. If due to the power of desire and attachment, a person does something for their selfish reasons is one thing. But if it crosses the boundary and affects others, then it is a different thing. What if it affects even Bhagavan? That is for the next episode. Until that time, this is Ravi Ranganathan bidding goodbye.
Bhagavad Gita. Yaha pashyati sa pashyati. Yaha pashyati sa pashyati. Yaha pashyati sa pashyati. Om.